Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Sam. I hope I'm not late.
Hi, Linda. You're on time. The play starts in half an hour, and it's only a 5-minute walk to the place.
What's the name of the play, by the way?
Not sure if I can remember it. It's something of a classic. I believe we've got it on our school reading list.
And who is starring in it?
It's an actor, a famous one, but I don't remember his name.
I see. You are definitely not a theatre lover.
No, it's going to be my first time in 5 years. I prefer movies or DVDs.
Yeah, we used to come to your place to watch films from your father's collection. And your mother treated us with her fantastic pancakes. It's such a pity that your family moved house. Now you live so far from our school. I hope you're not going to change schools.
No, it takes me much longer to get there now, but I don't want to go to another one. I'm used to my classmates. And who would help you with your maths homework?
Right. All that science stuff is so boring to me. I enjoy languages.
It's the only interest we share, isn't it? We both like French.
Yes, but I still hope to get you involved in a more active lifestyle too.
Do you mean sport? Oh no, I'm helpless at athletics and I can't swim. And I'd be better off drilling French verbs.
Oh, you're funny. And did your dog adapt quickly to your new place? My cat feels very restless when we have to put him in another place, when we go on holiday or something.
Oh, Bart is fine. Like all Labradors, he has no problems getting used to a new environment.
And your parrot?
It's a sad story. The parrot flew away a month before we moved house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope someone's adopted him and that he has a new home now as well.
I hope so too. Why don't you come and visit us one day? To see our new flat. Say, next Saturday? My mum has this week off, so she'll definitely cook something special for Saturday.
I'd love to, but I can't. My aunt and cousin are coming from New York for the weekend.
I understand. Pity. I mean, that you aren't coming.
Some other time. I'm dying to try your mother's pancakes again.
Then it's not going to happen very soon. Mum is leaving for some science conference in Germany in a week, and then she's reading some biology lectures at a Paris university.
Wow, I can't understand how she manages to find time for everything.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Sam. I hope I'm not late.
Hi, Linda. You're on time. The play starts in half an hour and it's only a 5-minute walk to the place.
What's the name of the play, by the way?
Not sure if I can remember it. It's something of a classic. I believe we've got it on our school reading list.
And who is starring in it?
It's an actor, a famous one. But I don't remember his name.
I see. You are definitely not a theatre lover.
No, it's going to be my first time in 5 years. I prefer movies or DVDs.
Yeah, we used to come to your place to watch films from your father's collection. And your mother treated us with her fantastic pancakes. It's such a pity that your family moved house. Now you live so far from our school. I hope you're not going to change schools.
No. It takes me much longer to get there now, but I don't want to go to another one. I'm used to my classmates. And who would help you with your maths homework?
Right. All that science stuff is so boring to me. I enjoy languages.
It's the only interest we share, isn't it? We both like French.
Yes, but I still hope to get you involved in a more active lifestyle too.
Do you mean sport? Oh no, I'm helpless at athletics and I can't swim. And I'd be better off drilling French verbs.
Oh, you're funny. And did your dog adapt quickly to your new place? My cat feels very restless when we have to put him in another place, when we go on holiday or something.
Oh, Bart is fine. Like all Labradors, he has no problems getting used to a new environment.
And your parrot?
It's a sad story. The parrot flew away a month before we moved house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope someone's adopted him and that he has a new home now as well.
I hope so too. Why don't you come and visit us one day to see our new flat? Say, next Saturday? My mum has this week off, so she'll definitely cook something special for Saturday.
I'd love to, but I can't. My aunt and cousin are coming from New York for the weekend.
I understand. Pity. I mean, that your aunt coming.
Some other time. I'm dying to try your mother's pancakes again.
And it's not going to happen very soon. Mum is leaving for some science conference in Germany in a week. And then she's reading some biology lectures at a Paris university.
Wow, I can't understand how she manages to find time for everything.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.